Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This might trigger a few people because she wants to know if she's the jerk for not calling her parents for a month.
Sounds bogus already, but...
Hold on, though.
Hold on.
Hi, right. Allie and DZ. My daughter and I listen to your show every morning. She thinks our current family drama would be a good Am I the Jerk? She doesn't think I'm the jerk, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Well, we'll see.
So, listen, Anonymous. Here's what she said. Am I the jerk for not calling my father often enough? The last phone call was in regard to his newest grandchild being born, because she gets right into it here. So she's saying the last call was about them getting a new great-grandchild. Then the days got away from me between parenting, grandparenting, health issues, disabilities, and trying to keep my head partially above water. I wasn't calling anyone. At the four-week mark of no calls, one of my kids had a birthday. My parents typically call and sing happy birthday, but this year, my 15-year-old got a text.
Mm-hmm.
At the six-week mark, I called my parents to wish them a happy religious holiday. No answer. I left a message after my third attempt that day. I tried the next day and the day after that, leaving messages each time. On the fourth day, I had someone drive over and look in the window to confirm that they were both alive because I was worried.
I was going to say, we're wellness check at that point.
A week later, after leaving yet another voicemail, I received a text from my stepmom stating my dad was mad with me because he hadn't heard from me in 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Car or no car, a phone call would have been appropriate, she said. I texted back explaining how busy I'd been. I didn't have any good news to share. I also said, you could have called me.
Mm-hmm.
I then mentioned the silent treatment is hurtful. That was a week ago, and they're still not taking my calls. The first 4 weeks may have been partially my fault, but I can't take credit for the last four.
Hmm.
For clarification, my vehicle called it quits last November, and I truly can't afford another one. I'm a single parent who struggles to feed everyone and keep the lights on. I used to be able to drive over. This is like
she
a paragraph of excuses.
She got a lot going on.
And it's not even, I believe all this is going on, but all of this is like her going, here's all the reasons I can't call anyone.
Is it relevant,
and I'm
though?
Like, mm-hmm. Yes, it is relevant, and it's not, because.
Right. It doesn't affect your phone call.
It has nothing to do with you calling.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, she has tried to call technically. It just wasn't for a month.
She sure did. Yeah. So but she waited a month.
She waited a month, and now her parents giving her the silent treatment for the next month.
She goes on and says, since my car broke down, I've gotten rides. When they've asked me to come over, I've walked miles in poor weather in an attempt to be a good daughter. I'm always trying to do better than the day before. I think it's time for some accountability checks here. I think you just need to say, I haven't called because I haven't called. I do think she's a jerk. Ooh. I think that she's making a lot of excuses instead of just saying whatever it is, which is they're not a priority, or I didn't think about it, or I didn't call because I didn't think about you, or because if you're thinking about people, usually you're calling them. When I forget to call my sister, I'm not thinking about it, dude.
I gotta disagree, man. Sometimes you got a few things going on, and this comes from personal experience where you are thinking about somebody, but you don't call. And it's not it's not anything on them. You just might be a little overwhelmed, right?
That's true.
Or you're not in a good space for yourself.
How long does that go on before you go, okay?
Who knows? I mean, it could be a day, it could
be
a week.
How long do you go, I'm overwhelmed?
It was a month. You know, for her, for Anonymous, right?
Well, and I'm kind of like wondering here, this, it seems like a lot of, she's got a lot of what's going on here, and she's never even talked to the parents about it.
Right.
In her mind, this is the whole scenario.
She's struggling alone.
I'm like, are they this upset?
Yeah, well.
You know?
And my thought is, she's grown. She's got grandbabies of her own.
Yeah, she's busy.
So, she's busy. She is in her own mode. Maybe she is struggling a little bit financially. But that doesn't mean you don't talk to the people that have always been closest to you, arguably your family.
Fair. I'm the queen of not calling people back. I feel like we all are at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not gonna tell you it's because of 19 excuses. I'm going to say, well, I was busy, and then I forgot, and I moved on with my life. How about that?
You got to own up.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. It's no real, just own it. You know, if I don't call you for months and months and you're my family, there might be other issues there. It's not because I'm busy.
Yeah.
A lot of us say I'm busy to avoid also dealing with the problems.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm going with that you know?
Of course. You know, something that bothers me, though,
the
parents also haven't called. And I hate that stigma that the child, no matter how old, how grown, or how established, has to call the parent first.
I actually think it should be the other way.
It feels like it sometimes.
Well, yeah, they're the parent.
Right.
Right? Don't they call the kid?
Sure, but
don't they show up no matter what? Don't they support their children even when they think they're being stupid?
That's a lot of the time. That's the imaginary rule, but that's not the rule you got to follow.
Yeah.
And this is why it's a moral dilemma, bro. Nobody knows, and nobody understands the full situation, but at the end of the day, I'm leaning towards not the jerk here.
You say not the jerk.
Parents didn't call. She's busy in her own. She's probably well overwhelmed and can't elaborate on that.
I don't think she's a jerk for not calling. I think she's a jerk for all the excuses that lead instead of just owning it.
I get that.
And just being like, you know, I got other stuff and it's...
I just can't handle that right now. You could also call me to check in on me.
I need help or something, you know? 414-533-1037. This is going to be interesting because I get both sides. Mm-hmm. I absolutely do. So I can't wait to hear what people say next.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is a good one and goes a lot deeper than anyone wants to admit because we've all been on one side of this one where you're not called or you're the one
who's not calling.
Mm-hmm. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not calling her parents for 4 weeks. And now they're 8 weeks out and it's this messy mess.
Now everybody's petitious.
Yeah, everybody's mad about it. So she wants to know if she's the jerk. She has a lot going on. Rachel's in Keewaskum. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
All right.
Good morning.
We're doing Am I the Jerk? Welcome to the show. Do you think she's a jerk for not calling for a month?
What you think?
I don't think she's a jerk, no. I kind of think that everybody just needs to calm down and, like, just life's tough. Like, just, I don't know, relax, I guess. You know?
Isn't it funny how being too available has made us talk less to people? Remember when you had that, you would actually not talk to people as much, so you would call them on your phone.
Yeah.
And now we talk to people so much, we feel so fulfilled. It's like, I don't even have the energy to talk to anyone else because I've been connected all day.
True.
I get that side.
That's so
and
true.
I get the not calling. My parents have yelled at me for not calling, you guys. I'll own it. But it wasn't because there wasn't a second in the day I couldn't make it happen. That's the only reason I called her a jerk.
Yes.
Was because I was like, the excuses ain't working for me.
But at the end of the day, after calls you needed to make, after emails, after working, after talking to endless amounts of people, you hit a certain point in your day where, like, I'm taxed. I'm
mentally
done.
You're done.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I would rather hear that. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always at least try to send a text to my mom at the end of the night, whether it be 9 o'clock at night or whatever, because I have two little babies at home. And my main goal through the day is, like, to get through my day.
Right.
And, like, at this point, I'm working full time. My husband works full time, you know, and it's just like,
dude.
My main focus has to be my family right now. Like, yep. I have to put my energy into that. So
where
if
I'm
my
needed
parents,
most.
Whoever,
Rachel,
yes,
when did we get so tired? Like, I feel you. Everybody feels you. Like, when did we get so overwhelmed with life that we're like,
on our knees, like, yes, girl, us too. We totally just trying to make it.
Not fun for anything. Right.
Rachel starts it off, says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Yes. All right. Thank you for calling, right, Rachel.
Thank you.
She's speaking from experience. Oh. And so many people are listening going, we don't have time, or we don't have the mental capacity.
It's not about the time. It's about the way you feel about the time you have, man, and where you just, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you got to shut it down. Mm-hmm. And a phone call means I'm not taking that nap.
Dude, seriously. Miko's on the phone. We're going to talk to him next. Hey, Miko.
What's up, Papa?
What's up, Nene? How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Miko?
You know, we're trying to figure out if she's a jerk.
Oh, she's a jerk. I'm sorry. It's like, look, right now, it took me two minutes out of my day, 5 minutes, whatever.
To call us?
Just to call you guys.
Aww.
Everybody has time. Everybody has time. It's whether or not they choose to make the
That's
time.
Right. There are times in the car, I'm listening to music, and I don't want to talk on the phone. And I could have called somebody, and I didn't. So I get it, you know?
Fair.
Yeah.
Exactly. I am the king of, hey, I'm calling in, seeing what's going on, how you doing.
Okay. Well, I know there was an accident, but anyway.
But no, you busy. Yep. You got stuff to do, and you go, listen, all it took is a check-in. Sometimes we think the conversation is going to go on for an hour, mm-hmm, when all it needs to be is a minute. Hey, mm-hmm, you good? I love you. I'm going to talk to you soon.
Right.
That's
right.
It.
Or a text, even. But
that's
yeah,
it.
Especially if they're texting.
But on the knees, just be like, hey, I was just calling to check in. I'm good.
Well, and I just realized the parents texted her kid happy birthday, which means they're texting.
True.
So technically,
exactly,
you could send a text and say,
yeah,
look, I'm telling you guys, I said jerk only because of all the 1900 excuses I had to read through versus just being like, I'm overwhelmed, I'm busy, and she's justifying it in her mind, and it's just, it is pretty basic.
It's easier to make excuses sometimes, mm-hmm, than it is to just go, I just can't, I'm sorry.
I just haven't been a good daughter, and that's all I can give you.
Give
the
me
end.
Some grace, right? Yeah. Give me some grace. I love you.
You don't work, I do. Stuff like that when people are old, you know what I mean?
Oh, now we're getting back to petty.
No, you're right, but you know what I mean.
I get you.
All right.
Miko, we appreciate you, fam.
Let's hope tonight for a Bucks win.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's
let's
right.
Get it, baby. We'll talk to you soon, fam.
Bye, Miko.
All right.
Peace.
Somebody texted in and said, yes, she's a jerk. I try to call my mom almost every day. And somebody else said, I haven't talked to my mom in 3 days after this segment. I'm calling my mom.
Everybody texted mama now, huh?
Aw, you guys.
Text a call.
Let's end it with Rose and Kenosha, because we need a tiebreaker, actually.
We're split.
Hey, Rose.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. Is she the jerk for not calling her parents for a month?
What you think?
I don't think she's a jerk.
Not the
jerk. Let me tell you why. So I'm a therapist,
mm-hmm,
and after COVID, you know, people are so much more overwhelmed, mm-hmm, and burdened, and even sometimes clinically depressed. Yeah. And I think the excuse that she was making is just part of that.
Yeah.
It's a symptom.
Thank you.
And people are more overwhelmed today. And I think the norm about the children having to call their adult parents it should be changed, because, you know, they can just as easily call. In fact, easier, because they don't have as much going on.
Yeah,
fair.
But I also think it's about the norm in the family. Like, if you call every day, then you call every day.
And there are people that do that in their family, and a lot of people don't. I don't
norms
call my
change.
Mom every day. Yeah.
But norms mm-hmm. change, and technological age has brought it into a way being way more acceptable to just send a text and say,
COVID
hey.
Did that too, as she's talking about, because that was when everybody essentially got on social if they weren't yet, and mm-hmm. got online if they weren't yet. There was no time. Time was up.
Yep.
You know, you were connected after that. Yeah.
But her parents would have known that something was wrong with her, if she didn't call. So why didn't they call or text and say what's going on? You know, whatever.
The other way.
Why'd they sit back?
I mean,
why'd they sit back
and
wait?
That's like what DZ says. Why does she have to call the parent? Why doesn't the parent call her, essentially? Yeah. Although, what do you say to this one, though, Rose? Somebody texted in and said the time she took to write into Am I the Jerk, she could have called her parents. Because it was a long... I mean, I had to pull out paragraphs, if you want me to be fair.
It was very long.
It was long, y'all. And so I get it where that, too.
It might have taken her 10 minutes to write in.
Yeah, but dude, you know what? I didn't call my mom yesterday. I watched Love is Blind. Like, I can blame my own self for... You know what I mean? We all make choices. You know what I'm saying?
We've been on both sides of the coin.
It's like, but I should have called her, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? She could have texted all that to her parents and been like, this is why I haven't been calling, you know?
Oh. Why'd she...
I agree.
Why'd she say it to us and not to them? Dang, Rose, you just gave me chills.
Because we're nosy and we like to get in your problems.
And it's easier to tell other people than the ones that you're affecting.
Yeah.
Well, she's avoiding them. We already know she's avoiding them at this point, and that's why she's emailing us and not them.
Right. And I mean, what are we telling Rose? She's a therapist. She knows.
Well, and honestly, if they're that old, they'd probably love a letter. Write the letter.
give them a
handwritten letter.
Send them something in the mail.
They'd think it was cute. Yes.
Rose, they probably would.
They would.
Rose works it out for us. Not the Jerk today.
Bye, Rose. Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a great day.
She had great input. She's basically saying these are all symptoms of the bigger problem, which she's struggling, you know, whether it's depression or mental health stuff. Like, she's got too much going on.
Way too much. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, not the Jerk today for not calling your mom.
That works.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.